who work in it about the challenges ahead.
I am a bus driver in Ringsend. 19 years, I'm going into my 20th year now in July.
Fiona Lowry has been driving for Dublin Bus through the worst of the COVID crisis.
It's been quite upsetting not having anybody on the bus, not seeing your old faces, wondering if you're going to see them again. You know, because you build up a little rapport with people. But we've been driving in a ghost town, and I have never in my whole life seen Dublin the way it's been.
But things are about to get busier, starting tomorrow when more workers return to their jobs. For Fiona, this prospect brings both hope and dread.
For the people to come onto the bus, really they're getting onto a very clean environment. But it's the likes of people that ignore the signs, like do not sit here. There are 6 designated seats downstairs on our fleets, and there's 11 seats upstairs, and people are still continuing to go in and sit where they want with who they want. Do you know, that's disrespectful, and it's not being mindful of others.
Do you agree that it should have been made mandatory for everybody to wear a mask?
I feel it should be made mandatory. We all know about the drivers that died from it in London. We all have families, we all have our fears, but you know something, we just troop on because it makes us feel we're doing something good, we're doing our part. And I have to say, Dublin Bus, I love my job. And I have to say, Dublin Bus have done so much. They have hired contractors to clean and sanitise every rail, every bar, every seat, you know, the bars on the seats, if anyone touches them, if the government come along. For me personally, as a driver, and say, you know, if you're going to travel on public transport, wear a mask. I mean, some people are getting on the bus with a mask and then they're taking it off, and then they look at you like you've got something to give to them. So it's very hard to stay positive and upbeat and say, yeah, together we're going to get it. I mean, united we stand, divided we fall.
Dermot O'Leary of the National Rail and Bus Workers Union is happy with the sanitisation of public vehicles, but disappointed that masks for passengers are not mandatory. Inconsistency around this, he fears, coupled with reduced capacity, will cause problems.
Quite an amount of people are wearing them, and again, I suppose people are taking it into their own hands. But that's the situation, that's the issue that concerns us, is that come Monday morning, when you have a situation where, for example, the two issues are capacity and face mask could become conflated, because you'd have a situation where a driver could be, although he shouldn't be policing the loading of buses or the trains, but if the frontline staff members face with a situation of taking X amount of people on a bus or a train, do they become selective and take people with face masks, or how does that work?
O'Leary hopes for a smooth few weeks ahead, but says there's been poor consultation with those on the transport front lines.
We've made a point indeed in correspondence to the Taoiseach as well, and other party leaders, the way decisions were made is on a collective basis. And again, the National Transport Authority, as far as you're concerned, have failed in putting people together to make the decision and have some type of cohesiveness across the whole transport system.
Our cities will see more walkers as people decide to go to work on foot or by bike. Brian Caulfield, professor at the School of Engineering at TCD, says the latest results from a multi-year study show this COVID crisis will sharply shift our transport habits.
The